Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald is halfway through his second term in office. He sat down this week with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin to discuss the county's priorities for next year.
Mr. Fitzgerald, what do you think were the major developments during 2017?
Well, I think we've seen a lot of new housing come on, new construction, both commercial and residential. We've seen the airport continue to grow, the airport getting Airport of the Year this year, the first domestic national U.S. airport to win that distinction. We've continued to add more service, European service, for example, domestic service, going up to 72 cities that you could get to. It was just a few years ago, you could only go to 37 cities directly. Adding freight and cargo for the first time to Doha. So now we're not only opening up to Europe, but Asia, Central America, other parts of the U.S. I think Pittsburgh continues to move forward in a positive way. The fact that we've got all these autonomous vehicle companies, research and development happening here, has a lot of good energy coming on for 2018.
Have your priorities for 18, are they different from 17?
Not much. I mean, you know, obviously the Amazon thing occurred where Amazon decided that they're going to move another headquarters into another city. I assume this will be a year-long vetting process that they will go through. We see a little bit of improvement we could make along transit and the Port Authority. So we went out and we're hiring a brand new Port Authority director. She starts in January, Catherine Egan Kellerman. I think you're going to see major changes in transit in 2018.
Let's talk a little more transportation. BRT, haven't heard much about it recently. What's happening there? Are there any new developments as far as federal reaction, federal support? What are the next steps here?
Well, continuing to work with the FTA. As we know, the federal government is challenged when it comes to budgets and where they're going to go with infrastructure and transportation investments. We continue to move forward with the planning, with the executing the movement of the BRT and where it's going, what type of vehicles, what type of signaling, all those things are continuing to move forward. And again, there's a very detailed and time-consuming process with the planning and engineering departments, and they're continuing to do that.
2018, do you expect an answer one way or another whether it will be federal support for the BRT?
We do. You know, in a political year like that, there's going to be a lot of dynamism, you know, sometimes positive, sometimes negative.
Is there some point where you get concerned about there could be a delay? Because you have a fairly strict timeline of when this could happen, but it all depends on if, doesn't it?
No, not really. It's going to move forward. This is a project that's a major priority of this region, and some of the details are still being worked out. But, you know, we've got to invest in transportation, and if we're going to continue to grow as a region, transit and transportation are very important. We've got to be able to move people from place to place in an easy, reliable, and safe manner, and that's what the BRT is really all about.
Can this move forward even if the feds say no to the BRT as far as funding?
Well, I don't expect that they will. You know, they've been, again, very supportive of where we go. You know, when this region shows a will and a working together, we get things done.
Put you on the spot. One major thing you really want to accomplish in 18, what is it?
Well, we want to continue to improve workforce development. I mean, for folks that in some ways have been left behind by this economy that's moving forward, we've got to continue to work to include more people by upskilling folks, providing the skills and the opportunities. And while Pittsburgh is doing well on a macro level, not every single community and not every single individual is getting there. So we want to make sure that that's the case.
Mr. Fitzgerald, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.